You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, hang on to your butts, because it's time for another episode of Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture radio show that discusses all kinds of nerd garbage.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
I'm Cody, and I did a good job.
Oh, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you for tuning in. Before we get into our news, as always, let's talk about some things we've been checking out. Hey, I'll go first.
Okay. We're on the ball today.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I've been watching a lot of old Saturday morning cartoons.
Like, no way.
Seriously. I know.
What a surprise. I am shocked.
What, Sam watching cartoons? What's going to happen next? Is Cody going to play video games? Cats and dogs living together. Total chaos.
Oh, man. But no, it's crazy. I was always a Fox Kids. Like,
I think we all were.
We all were, yeah.
Pretty much.
But do you guys remember some of the weird stuff from like some of the other channels? Like, I've been watching a bunch of the stuff that was on like the USA Network back in the 90s.
Huh.
Do you remember Mortal Kombat Defenders of the Realm?
I've seen clips.
It was awful.
Oh, man. The animation is like if they gave someone who watched a bunch of Batman the Animated Series $5 and said, hey, copy that. Because it looks kind of like Bruce Timm style, but there's no like accent lines or definition within like the drawings. So they're all like these big blocky, like just blobs of color moving around. And the show, it has an interesting enough plot. I mean, it kind of follows the game, although there's no fatalities or anything that makes Mortal Kombat Mortal Kombat.
It's like when back in the day when they made cartoons out of movies that no kid should have ever seen.
Like, yeah. Rambo and the Forces of Freedom.
Uh-huh. And the RoboCop cartoon.
The RoboCop cartoon, yeah.
Toxic Crusader.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's crazy kind of what some of the like standards and practices made changes to the cartoon for Mortal Kombat. Like Princess Katana. She's...
A revealing outfit.
A very revealing outfit, yes. In the cartoon, she has a flesh-colored diamond on her shirt. There is no definition, if you catch what I'm trying to say on the radio that I can't say on the radio, but there is no definition. It's just a giant flesh-toned diamond. Not great. And it has probably one of the most grating catchphrases I've ever heard on
all the cartoons back then. Well, they had really horrible catchphrases.
Let's get to some Mortal Kombat.
Well, no, it's Sonya Blade. Every time they go into battle, she yells, "Combat time!" Every time.
That's about as good as, "Let's get to some Mortal Kombat."
I hope there's no fatalities.
Yeah, oh, man, it was bad. And, like, the rope, because they couldn't, like, back then, you couldn't have, like, human characters punching human characters. They had to use those robots from Mortal Kombat like 3 or something.
Oh, like Cyrax.
Yeah, like
Sector.
Cyrax, and well, they were just generic like gray robots,
like the Cobra Bat Troopers,
pretty much. Yeah. So that it was.
They had to be punching robots.
Had to be punching robots. Absolutely, it was really bad.
Yeah, Transformers got away with it because everybody was a robot that got blown up.
Yeah. Along those same lines, they also had a Street Fighter cartoon, which was based as like a sequel to the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, but all of the characters look like their video game counterparts. But like, it was like the, they were still working for the government, and
garbage.
Blanca was his buddy, Charlie, Carlos Blanca.
Carlos Blanca. Hello, I'm John Blankeman.
That one wasn't as bad. The second season, they added some interesting stuff. Like, there's an episode about Final Fight. Which
that's cool.
Has Mike Hagar and, you know, basically the plot of the first Final Fight, but also the, with Guile. Because
has the coolest named video game character ever, Cody.
I think you're a little biased.
That's so great that the only video game character that I know of that has the same name as me is a guy that wears a prison jumpsuit constantly. And
because he feels like it, not because... Yeah, but that one wasn't as bad. Some of the other stuff from that era on that channel, King Arthur and the Knights of Justice.
Sounds like a good one.
Oh, it's a good one.
I used to watch it.
Yeah.
And they're like football players who are summoned from a football field by Merlin to fight evil.
Yes.
That sounds terrible.
The Knights of the Round Table disappeared, so Merlin reached out and found the Brooklyn Knights, a double-A football team, and transported them back to the past and gave them, like, techno armor.
Yeah, like all toys. All their weapons and stuff have weird little things they do.
It's all based on Merlin misunderstanding the names of football teams.
Pretty much, yeah. what else was there? Double Dragon.
Double Dragon
cartoon was
Savage Dragon.
Good. Savage Dragon, yeah.
Do you remember Project Geeker?
Yes, I do remember Project Geeker.
I loved that show. What was that about? I don't even remember what it was really about.
He was like a robot or something, wasn't he?
He was some kind of genetic life form something. Of some kind.
He looked and sounded like Fry from Futurama. I remember that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
I just remember really liking it.
Yeah, it lasted like half a season or something like that. Yeah. It did not last very long.
Ronin Warriors?
Ronin Warriors, but that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
And that was on Cartoon Network.
Was it?
It was. Toonami.
For some reason, I remember it from before that.
It might have been on a different channel before that.
Kind of like how Dragon Ball used to be on like
USA
WGN
or something.
Yeah.
Remember Pirates of Dark Water? That was
Pirates of Dark Water. Yes. Yeah.
I was all about that. And that show is, like, looking back on it, it's so dumb.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's so bad.
I watched it, like, on the Fox after school block that they had.
Brave Star. God, I ate Brave Star up.
Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
Yeah. Silverhawks.
Silverhawks were good. Well, we're starting to kind of roll back in time.
I know, a little bit.
Now we're just listing the names of cartoons.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But a lot of those are online if you know where to look. Wink, wink.
Peanuts. You guys ever watch the Peanuts?
Oh, man, that Christmas special. tears me up every time, I tell you.
You guys ever heard of Bugs Bunny? Looney Tunes?
Never heard of that one. Wow. Oh, the Centurions. Power Extreme.
Power Extreme.
You know, I think I remember the name, but I don't think I ever really watched it.
Oh, yeah. It's three people with like modular like body armor. Like
I remember the toys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all you have to remember.
Yeah. all these shows are toy commercials.
Although the lead in the Centurions had a Tom Selleck mustache, and all of his armors were airplanes, so he was the coolest. That was the one I was thinking of. Mega Man. Do you remember the Mega Man cartoon?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I used to.
The Super Fighting Robot?
The best one was when X came.
Yeah.
The one episode with like time travel in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, animation was not good on that though.
None of those were like the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon. Like all the Sonic Hedgehog cartoons were terrible.
No,
from that
the
era.
One no. was a Max Fleischer studio.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the darker one, right?
No.
No.
No, the one with the chili dogs was the.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was the good one though.
Yeah, that's why it's so weird. It's based in classic cartoons, which mm-hmm. makes sense if you look at Sonic. He's an animal with white gloves on.
Yeah.
That's the way. That's the direction they took that series.
Did I ever tell you when I was a kid, my mom would always buy me like crew socks. So I've always had these really long socks.
Okay.
And I was so into Sonic the Hedgehog, I used to roll my socks so the tops of my shoes looked like Sonic shoes. wow. Bearing my soul here.
Nice. Okay, well, you know, I wasn't into Sonic, but I was into running when I was in kindergarten.
Really? Because you hate running.
I hate running. I hate it now. I understand the reason why I have to, but I hate it. When I was a kid in kindergarten, I would, on the playground, put rocks in my shoes because I wanted to run faster. Now, listen, here's my thought process. Five-year-old Sam, I don't want my feet to hurt. So when I step down on the rocks, I want to pick them up faster because I don't want to hurt my feet, and that would make me run fast.
Did it work?
Absolutely not.
Ow, ow, ow.
I would just end up having rocks in my shoes all day.
I just end up trails of blood everywhere I went.
Sam, why are all these holes in your socks? I don't know.
Because I'm running fast, Mom.
I'm going fast, Mama.
Listen to this great idea I have.
Moral of the story, kids. Don't put rocks in your shoes. It doesn't make you run faster.
Okay. Well, that's my check it out for the week. Rocks in my shoes.
I've been checking out this great theory about shoe rocks.
Science.
$1 million idea.
Samantha and I watched that Batman Bad Blood
Oh, is it good?
It was pretty good. I mean, it's got, you know, the whole darn Bat family.
Yeah, I saw Batwoman's in it, too.
Yeah, it's got Batwoman in it. She's pretty cool.
Cool.
You know, Nightwing.
Does it have Taylor Swift in it? Because bad blood.
Wah, wah.
No, no Taseway? No?
No. Nope.
Okay. T-Swift?
Lucius Fox's son.
Okay.
As Batwing.
Batwing. Yeah, yeah, that was in the comics
from
for
Batman
a while.
Inc. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a short time.
That's about
Luke,
it.
Luke Fox, I think his name was.
Yeah. Oh, and it's got Damian Wayne as Robin.
Okay. Well, of course, yeah. Before he died and had superpowers.
Yeah, in that order.
it was pretty good. It was a pretty good story. Cool. Batman's missing, and then they find him.
Ah, so it's like that Mario game.
Yeah.
Did they?
Batman!
Well, Talia al Ghul did it, you know.
Was it a Bruce Timm? Or was
no,
it
no,
no, no, no, it was that.
It's that darker, like, grittier one they've been doing.
It looked kind of like Young Justice.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last couple have been in that style, haven't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I mean, it looked good.
Cool.
Batwoman was really cool.
So it was pre-vampire Batwoman?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, too. Had a lot of jokes.
Yeah, it had a couple good jokes. Like, they get attacked by this bunch of nuns that have swords and machine guns. And Nightwing's like, that makes them nunjas.
That is good. That's a good joke.
And Burnside Batgirl makes an appearance at the end.
Really?
Kind of like as maybe a teaser, like maybe they're doing something with her next.
If they were smart, they would do a movie of that.
Nice. Yeah. I'm excited
now. Yeah, because she, I mean, it looks just like her. She has the yellow Doc Martens.
It's the first thing you see, because you see her stepping up out of the shadows. You see those boots like, what?
Yeah. And we would have been really surprised if we hadn't seen it in a preview on Nerdist or something.
Yeah.
Because you don't see it till the very end.
Ah, lame.
And now I've spoiled it for everybody, too.
Oh, perpetuating the problem.
Yeah.
I tell you, though, I really enjoy the DC animated movies.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
DC animation is strong.
Like, 90% of them are really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, Batman, Superman Apocalypse, Superman All-Stars, I've liked them all.
Under the Red Hood is
yes!
Really
Where John DiMaggio's the Joker.
This it wasn't as good as that one, but it was still pretty good.
I really, really like that one. Especially when Black Mask is talking to Joker in Arkham, and he asks for a glass of water, and then he breaks the glass and kills his two guards with it. Oh, so good. Thanks, Netflix.
But yeah, check it out if it sounds interesting for it, to you, because it's worth the time.
Cool.
There's a new review up on the site for the Deadly Tower of Monsters.
Oh, yeah, that's right,
Played all the way through for the purpose of reviewing. It's pretty good.
Cool.
It's a weird retro 50s B-movie themed game that's really funny. It has a running director's commentary all the way through it.
Really?
That's within the narrative of that this game is a movie being filmed.
Okay.
It's really clever. The game's really neat. It has a lot of interesting mechanics involving climbing up the tower. I mean, you can just base jump off the side of it at any time.
Okay.
And teleport right back where you were, so it doesn't punish you for wanting to explore.
Oh, cool.
Go read the review, check it out.
Yeah, who made that one? Was that an Atlas, or was that a...
Yeah, well, it was made by Ace Team and published by Atlas.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, I will definitely check that out. Sounds good.
Yeah, it seems like something that would be right up your alley.
Yeah, sounds... Yeah, 50s B-movies, sounds about right.
I mean, there's like... Roy Harryhausen stop motion dinosaurs that look like stop motion.
Cool.
Yes.
A lot of the flying enemies are on strings that you can see.
I'm super excited
about
that.
Yeah,
I don't want to spoil it, but it gets really meta at the end.
Okay,
too.
Excellent. Yep. Don't say no more. I will go and check that out.
Well, I've done a couple of things.
That's good.
Good to hear.
Yeah, I know, right? I sort of caught up on Gravity Falls.
Oh, I haven't.
I found a bunch of episodes, and I'm pretty much caught up on the story, and I'm ready for the last episode.
I will never be.
Well, yes, but I've watched like in succession. I watched the last four or five episodes of season two. The overarc of story that leads to this big event that's happening.
Those are the ones with New Stan, right?
Stanley.
Yeah.
No, Stanford.
No, Stanford is the original Stan.
Yes. No. Stanley is Stan's real name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because Stanford is the other Stan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's Grunkle Ford.
Yeah, Grunkle Ford. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, because Stan Lee was living under...
His brother's name. Yes. Oh, man.
This is a children's cartoon.
Yeah.
it is, but... But it's always been kind of dark and weird. Mm-hmm. The last so many are really dark and weird.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they got the order that Disney was going to cancel the show or they were going to end the show, and then they just took the governors off and just decided to just do whatever.
No, it was Alex Hirsch's decision. It was his decision. End the show when he did.
Oh, well, then I don't feel as bad about the show going away then.
Like,
I was under the impression Disney, like,
no,
canned it because they didn't play it hardly ever.
Yeah,
they do, but like really out of order.
Mm.
There's a part where a guy gets his eyes, ears, and nose and mouth all switched around on his face, and it's really disturbing looking.
Sounds like it.
I'm pretty sure a few people died, and there's this monster rolling around. He's a giant head of a ginger man, or a ginger man with an arm coming out of the top of his head, and he's all like, "Hey, yo, won't you come here and get in my mouth? You know, I want to eat you, so please, will you please get in my mouth?"
Okay, cookie or redhead? Because you said
redhead.
Okay. Because you said ginger man, and I couldn't. Yeah. I was having
That's
a hard time.
That's why I said
time.
A ginger man.
Well, slowing it down doesn't help.
A redheaded man.
Thank you.
With an arm coming out of his head, begging people to get into his mouth.
Is the arm a cookie?
No.
Okay. Is the arm red?
No. There's a part that's pretty much Mad Max. That was really cool. I mean, it's all just crazy nutso stuff. And I'm like, I really want them to release it on DVD so I can just buy it and just watch the crap out of it.
Hopefully they'll release the actual seasons instead of just those
compilations.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to be because what they'll do, it seems as what they do when a season is done. Because when Rebels got done, they released a couple little DVDs with a couple episodes, but then once the season was done, they released the season set of Rebels.
A lot of that is testing the waters as well.
Probably.
If the compilations don't sell, they
I thought
won't
that
put
was Cartoon Networks, though.
It's the same it's way the same, all the way
yeah,
around.
Yeah, it's kind of a standard
Which
operation.
Is stupid, because if you want the full season, you're not going to buy the
exactly.
compilations.
Yeah, but...
There was a big push to get Adventure Time to actually do that, and they actually listened.
Yeah. Yeah. There's five seasons out on DVD now of the seven. Let's see. But yeah, I've been watching those, and now I'm caught up. And then I've been playing this mobile game. It's called Lifeline.
Hmm.
It's kind of a text adventure, choose your own adventure kind of thing. It's the free app on the App Store right now.
Okay.
As Cody goes to
Excuse
download it right now.
Me?
But you're basically talking to this astronaut, Taylor, who's crash landed on a unknown moon.
The Planet of the Apes?
No, I wish.
Yeah. Because his name was Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
references!
I know, right?
Okay.
But it's you can play the game one of two ways. You can leave the game running in its normal speed, and it will take a couple of days to go through it. Mm. Or you can play it in sped-up mode, which kind of ruins the immersion a little bit.
Mm.
Because you're, talking to him, and you have to make decisions for him. And times he'll, I'm gonna go late, I'm gonna go try to get some sleep, and he'll won't talk to you for, so many hours.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's really interesting. I've killed him once by accident.
I'm downloading it right now.
Yes.
Excellent. Awesome.
Steph's already beat it.
Wow.
Because she put it on the sped up mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that. It sounds like it would lose all of the
charm.
Not just charm, but just narrative power.
Yes. Yeah. And there's also a sequel to it that's you can buy on the store right now for 99 cents. Called Lifeline Silent Night. But I'm
Is
really
it the Christmas version?
I don't know. But I'm really interested. I'm near right before we started doing this, I was actually in the process of talking to him, and actually he's waiting for a response from me right now. but I'll talk to him later.
Nice.
But it's really interesting. I love text adventures. From back in the day, Zork.
Like Zork.
Zork was my thing. I love Zork and Return to Zork and all that. It's interesting for a kind of choose your own adventure novel little game thingy with a sense of actual time.
I keep thinking of the text adventure from Strong Bad.
Yes.
You
are in a room. Exits are north, West, and Dennis.
My Dungeon Man. That's what it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab you flask. There is no you flask. Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, man.
We've all been playing Pocket Morty.
I was gonna mention that. Yes. Yeah, all of us have.
I've taken a little break from it because I'm frustrated.
Yeah, really? I burned real hard on it for a while, and then I stepped back for a couple of days.
You know, I haven't played it in a day or two as well.
Like, I'm to a point now where it's gotten really hard, and I'm mad, and I keep getting to the boss, and I can't beat him.
The balance is a little off.
Yeah, it really is.
The number of attack points that you have per move is not where it should be.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is I keep running out of attack points, and then I eventually just die, and then I'm done.
I'm running into the problem where I have a bunch of low level, like first rung Mortys, and you can't catch any more of those. I'm like past that, so I can't level up any of those Mortys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand the point of not having the Morty chip, like the thing that you use to catch them, having that not purchasable from the get go.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Because by the time it's purchasable, then you pretty much have to replace all the ones in your party.
Yeah.
Instead of what I discovered by you have to evolve them, you have to put them and combine them in.
Yeah,
the,
we didn't describe what this game
was.
It's
Pokemon. It's Pokemon with
Rick and Morty mixed with Pokemon on your phone.
Yeah.
And it is an astoundingly accurate Pokemon parody. Like,
it really is.
It's way deeper
than
they
make a lot of Pokemon jokes.
Yeah.
A ton.
It's way deeper than it has any right to be. I mean, it is simplified. I mean, there's only three types and they're rock, paper, and scissors, but it still manages to grab that part of your brain that can't stop playing Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. and the price is right.
Yeah, free.
Yeah.
Have you guys gotten to the point where they give you the Morty egg?
No.
Yeah, it's an egg. It knows only one move, Harden. And I saw where if you have to level it to level 20 to get like a game breaking like powered Morty, the one true Morty, and he just looks like Buddha Morty,
really,
and he is like just incredibly powerful, but it takes forever to level him up.
Did you figure out how to get the wrestler Morty? Do you have to take like two self defense Mortys and merge them together?
No, the self defense Mortys turn into Karate Morty and then Judo Morty.
Okay,
the wrestler Morty is from like the bodybuilder. There's like a bodybuilder.
The bodybuilder Morty's hilarious.
Yeah.
Looking.
Well, two bodybuilder Mortys turns into a wrestler Morty, and he's just a luchador. He's just a giant beefy luchador Morty.
I like how two cat Mortys turn into a Morty holding two cats.
Yeah.
The crazy cat Morty.
Yeah.
Samantha's got the best Morty out of the chips and bits machine.
Oh yeah. Which one is it?
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, it's the giant head. It's like two giant heads mushed together.
Yeah.
It's horrifying looking. I've seen those. Great.
I'm actually at the point where you can catch like giant head, big head Mortys. So you can start like combining them to make the good ones. The corporate Morty that you have, Cody, is a...
The business Morty.
It doesn't evolve or anything. That's just like a rare...
Really?
You got like a rare drop.
Cool. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
My ancient Morty gets his butt kicked all the time, I hate looking at him because he is so scary looking.
Oh, Hobo Morty is just rocking.
Hobo Morty.
Oh yeah, it's the final evolution of Scruffy Morty. Like it goes Scruffy to disheveled Morty to Hobo Morty, and he just looks like a homeless person. He has a 3 or 5 o'clock shadow and everything. It's great.
Oh, man.
And you know what? I wish the game had a peer-to-peer battling system.
Yeah, that's something they definitely should look into.
Battle each other's
and Mortys. Trade.
And trade, yeah. Like, use the Apple like game store, like that friend list or whatever.
Oh, Game Center?
Yeah.
Because the Game Center list doesn't do anything else.
Yeah.
Not really, no. So, I get a bunch of friend requests. You can't even talk to people there. It's
I know. Yeah.
But no... Yeah, my team is like your Morty you start with. He's like my level 10. I hate using him so much, but I get frustrated and I just want to get through the battle. I'm just like,
oh yeah,
just do
that
it.
Morty just blows through everyone.
He doesn't have a type.
Yeah,
no. So yeah, you always keep him in there just in case.
Yeah,
yeah, because most of my other Mortys are paper. Scruffy Morty's rock, and everyone.
I always try to keep all three.
I try to keep all.
I haven't found a scissors.
I have a ton of scissors.
I might have one, actually.
Yeah, my paper Morty is not good. It's the spooky Morty. It's just the one wearing...
Oh, he's wearing a sheet?
He's just wearing a sheet. Yeah.
He turns into a ghost Morty that's literally a ghost.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have any paper moves, so he's useless.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I've got regular Morty, scruffy Morty, ancient Morty.
Look, so we all pull out our phones and actually look at the Mortys that we have. This makes for great radio.
Yeah.
But it's free. It's free on the App Store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my scissors Morty is two cat Morty. I've got Jerry's Game Morty.
Oh, that's a good one.
I actually downloaded Jerry's Game.
I love Jerry's Game.
It's a great time waster.
It's hilarious.
It's so dumb.
While you're looking at Morty's, I finally got Xenoblade Chronicles X, the big Wii U RPG.
Okay.
It's pretty good so far. I've put about, I don't know, a couple hours into it. The environments are beautiful. They're like amazingly done. And then everything else looks like hot garbage.
Oh, man.
The monsters are all like really low polygon count looking kind of ugly. Really? All the characters look like a mad scientist who tried to make anime real but failed.
Do you think all the monsters came from the Game Boy version? Is that why they might be?
I don't recognize any of them, but okay. They're not great looking. Anything that's not the environment is not great looking. Although it looks really good for a Wii U game, I guess.
So, my Mortys are Morty, Scruffy Morty, Ancient Morty, No Eye Morty, and Test X1 Morty.
Okay. Egg Morty, Regular Morty, Hobo Morty, Evil Rabbit Morty.
Evil Rabbit Morty.
And Ghostly Morty. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check this out. He looks like Frank from Donnie Darko.
It is exactly that.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's like one of my strongest ones on the team. And he's not an actual rabbit. His description is he comes from a universe where it's perpetually Halloween.
Oh, the descriptions are really fun.
They're really funny, yeah.
Yeah, my two Mortys in the Morty daycare are Veiny Morty, who's a scissor, but he's really crappy.
Get another Veiny Morty because he becomes translucent Morty or no skin Morty.
No skin Morty.
Yeah. And self-defense Morty.
Super meat Morty.
Yeah, that's kind of what he looks like. All right, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we get back, we'll talk about some more news.
Morty!
We're back. That was The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey of the Eagles. We played that because between last time we recorded and this time, we had a couple more, like, celebrity deaths, which this is becoming kind of a segment on the show, unfortunately.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, come on, 2016.
Written by George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, I know, right? But no, Glenn Frey of the Eagles passed away, and that's a real bummer. I grew up listening to the Eagles. My dad loves the Eagles. Hotel California and Take It Easy, which is actually one that he sang.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites.
I was never like a huge Eagles fan, but I do know some of their songs.
I listened to it a lot growing up, but you know, that's a shame. I mean, it's like complications from after a surgery or something is what happened to him. It's like pneumonia post surgery or something. But he's gonna be missed. And also Alan Rickman,
the nerd world took another huge hit. Ridiculous.
Not just Snape, but he was
Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
He was
Metatron and Dogma.
I always think of him as Metatron and Dogma.
I always think of him as Dr. Lazarus from Galaxy Quest.
I think of him as Galaxy Quest too. Man, what the heck?
69.
And again,
cancer.
What the heck? I don't
apparently
understand.
The age of 69 is a bad time to be a British man.
That's looking like it. But,
like, seriously,
we need to do something about cancer. Seriously.
Well, obviously. You know what? I donated. I put $5 in because, you know, you can say on Facebook that you're sad all you want, but, you know,
it doesn't do anything.
Do something.
Yeah. It's like when I was at the grocery store and just looking for something to make for dinner after work.
Mm.
And my wife texts me and she's like, Alan Rickman died. And I'm like, no way. I was like on Facebook at the time on my phone. I would have seen something and nothing had popped up. And then I finally found the article. It had just been announced like 5-10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was that morning.
Yeah, and it was bad.
I didn't. Rickman's a big one. Because he's been in a lot of things that everyone enjoyed.
Die Hard was his first movie.
It was. You know, he started acting in movies when he was like 47.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he was just a stage actor all the way up until then. And Die Hard was great. Now, I'll be honest, I came to Die Hard kind of late. It wasn't part of the movies I watched growing up. But I love it. After seeing it once, I love it.
My favorite Christmas movie of all time.
I see. That's a discussion for a different day, because Die Hard is a Christmas movie and Gremlins as a Christmas movie.
Iron Man 3
is a Christmas movie. I don't know. I really don't know if I caught into that, but that's a discussion for a different day. Dogma. I loved him in Dogma.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Kevin Smith movie.
It is mine as well. Did you see
Kevin Smith's, when he was talking about Alan Rickman?
No.
Oh, the day it happened. It was like this huge post. I literally cried. How he talked about, like, he's a great man. He was so fun to work with. He literally, like, he was like the first of my non-friends to sign on to the movie. And he quickly became my friend. And he was sitting there. The picture is like kind of like a candid behind the scenes shot. And it's him wearing the prosthetic that hides his junk, holding a Ken doll and making a joke about it.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
it hit me really, really hard. It hit me a lot harder than I thought it would, actually.
Mm-hmm. I like how he was able to, he was kind of in on the joke. He was able to, he didn't take himself so seriously.
Yeah.
He did voice cameos in a lot of things, just making jokes about himself, basically.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Radcliffe had a really touching tribute to him.
He really did. Yeah.
You know, that's where a lot of pretty much everybody's going to know him from, is being Snape from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's the voice of the robot in,
that's the one people keep forgetting. He was, he was Sad Bot.
Everybody forget. Oh God, I can't remember his name.
Warwick Davis.
Was the depressed robot in Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh shoot.
Name.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Boy, if only we had some sort of internet-type device that we could look it up real quick.
I should know it. I love Hitchhiker's Guide.
Marvin.
Okay. That movie is severely underrated.
It is
a good movie.
Yeah.
Also, great book series.
Isn't it weird that Sam Rockwell has been in multiple movies with Alan Rickman? Because he was Zaphod Beeblebrox in Hitchhiker's Guide. And also, he was the disposable, like, red shirt from Galaxy Quest.
Mm-hmm.
The comic relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that got sucked up to space and kept saying, I died in the in one episode. I'm going to die up here in space.
Does my character have a name? What's my name? Yeah, you got a name, Guy.
Guy Fleegman.
That movie is fantastic. Galaxy Quest is, like, amazing.
The best Star Trek movie.
I need to watch it again, because I watched it when I was a kid and was like, oh, it was pretty good.
I watch it about once a year.
Yeah.
Like, every year on my birthday, I watch it. It's like my go-to movie.
Because every time people freak out about it now, I'm like, what did I miss?
Yeah, watch it again.
This is good.
Definitely watch it again. But, you know, Rickman, he's going to be missed.
Definitely.
It's a bad one. That's rough. It kind of makes me worried about
everybody.
What's going to happen next, you know?
Like, some of my coworkers have been poking fun. Like, hey, you know, Stan Lee's like 93. I'm like,
we don't want that bad juju in here.
That's not even funny. Yeah.
No.
You don't joke about that.
I did see this Twitter post. It says, everyone form a protective circle around Patrick Stewart and Ian McClellan.
They're not wrong.
Yeah. But it's so far a bad year
for celebrity deaths.
And not just celebrity deaths you don't care about.
Pop culture icons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. So. It hurts.
And also, I wasn't the voice of Robin Hood
from the Disney cartoon.
Speaking of Robin Hood,
yes,
Rickman
Alan,
was
the Sheriff
of Nottingham in that one with
Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
he was in Sweeney Todd too.
He was. He was the judge. He was the main bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I
love that movie.
It's really good. It's really underrated, actually, for a Tim Burton film.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's why everybody went, oh, it's just Tim Burton and
Johnny
Depp again.
It's good,
but, like, it's actually legitimately good.
Yeah.
They were actually cast appropriately in that movie.
Yeah.
He's that douchebag in Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He was in Love Actually.
Yeah. What are you talking about? It's a British movie. Every British actor is in that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? Oh, it's so good. Liam Neeson, Hugh Grant, Martin Freeman.
Mr. Bean.
My mom loves that movie.
Actually, I read once in the original cut of the script.
I saw this.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
For Cody who doesn't know, Mr. Bean's character was supposed to be an angel to stop Alan Rickman's character from cheating on his wife. But then that part of the script was cut.
It's another one you could argue whether or not it's a Christmas movie, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Bill Nighy's in that movie as an aging rock star.
Bill Nye.
Nighy.
Bill Nye.
The old British guy that's in every movie ever. I mean, he's Davy Jones, and he's in all three of the Cornetto trilogy movies.
Love science.
He's one of the monkeys.
Oh, I just got that one.
What?
He said he's Davy Jones. I said, he's one of the monkeys.
Get out. Peter Tork.
Get out. Get out.
I love that episode of the Brady Bunch he was on.
Stop it. Okay, well, now that you've pulled us out of the depressing funk, let's do some news.
Let's talk about something else.
Oh, it's been a good week for movie trailer stuff.
Yeah, surprisingly. Especially DC stuff, which is what makes it surprising.
We can not crap on DC right now.
Not as much.
Okay, yes.
Suicide Squad, full trailer hit.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It looks surprisingly not like, well, it. I mean, it looks fun.
I've upgraded it in my ranking from probably bad to very cautiously optimistic about it. It looks good. It looks kind of good.
Yeah. I still hate the Deadshot mask, though, that white skull looking thing.
Well, it's okay. It's Will Smith. He's not going to wear it much for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. No. I would have been all right if they just put like a monocle eyepiece on him the whole time. Kind of like what they did for Arrow for that version of Deadshot.
Or just a white ski mask.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know. But all the characters look good. Killer Croc looks good in motion. I was really worried about that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the only one I'm not sold on is Enchantress.
Oh, yeah. She looks like she's rolled around in hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Yeah, she just looks dirty.
Yeah.
She looks like a crazy dirty lady.
It's not good. It's not a good look.
I mean, they could have... The comics interpretation was she's just a witch. She's just stereotypical.
Yeah, like, she's just a witch that wears green.
Yeah. So that I understand they had to do something, but it doesn't look great. Katana looks great.
Well, yeah, it's not hard to mess up Katana.
Yeah, true.
Somebody said she's going to die in the first act.
What, Katana?
Yeah.
Someone has to.
Which it looks like probably her because she's barely in the trailer at all.
Yeah, true. But it's weird. Katana's a hero, though. She's a DC hero.
Mm-hmm. In the newest Batman cartoon, she was like...
His sidekick.
He was the sidekick, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
There was a ton of Harley Quinn.
That's what everyone's going to go see the movie for.
Because she's the only character that the average person knows who the heck it is.
Well, she's the only one that's visually interesting.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, everyone else is either tattooed up and covered in like gray like body armor, basically.
Or looking like just a paramilitary person.
Yeah. Although they did give Captain Boomerang his scarf, and I was happy about
that's
that.
That's good.
Yes, there was that. There seemed to be a good amount of kind of comedy.
Yeah, well,
kind of comedy.
I think what they did is they looked at the Deadpool trailers and said, okay, how can we cut our trailer for Suicide Squad to kind of match the not red band version of the Deadpool trailers? Because that's what it really felt like.
Yeah, like the part where she like busts out the window of that shop and steals like a purse or something.
And then her butt goes directly onto the camera, which was real nice. Yeah.
And a lot of Joker,
like,
too.
Like, the camera might as well have just flew right up in there.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of Joker. They got to make a big deal about the Joker.
Joker's looking better. I still don't like the metal teeth.
No, it's stupid. Why? Why would he have metal teeth?
Batman busted him out?
I guess.
I mean, that's the in-story reason for him, but they could have just given him veneers. He's supposed to have, you know, the smile of, like, the big iconic thing for him, and... It just looks bad.
It's just like they ask a 15-year-old, what would be cool? What cool thing could we do for the Joker? Give him metal teeth.
Tattoos.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
We'll tattoo the word damaged across his forehead.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it seems light enough.
Have
that
him
you
drinking
don't...
Monster what? Energy drink the whole time, every time he's on screen.
Just covered in Dorito dust.
skateboarding and. But no,
I've been vape a lot.
Joker is the coolest character, and when he's not on screen, have everyone ask, "Where's Joker?"
Oh my god, that'll probably be what happens.
Probably. Yeah. That's gonna be the movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like a couple parts that actually like it seemed like it might be legitimately cool for the Joker. Like there's a part where he's wearing like there's the one scene where he's wearing the white tux that's kinda like from like the Dark Knight version of Joker. Mm-hmm. There's another part where he's wearing like the black tux with a big flower on it. And that looked really cool. And for some reason I really liked the part where he's laying on the floor and he's got like that big circle of knives around him on the floor. And he's just kind of laying there on the floor laughing.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, Batman's supposed to be in it at some point.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well,
early, at least. Yeah. Or like in flashbacks or something.
Yeah, he's at very least going to be trying to cut the roof off the Joker car.
Yeah.
I love the little shot of Harley Quinn cross-legged with her little teacup.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was interesting.
But no, it looks good.
Yeah. They cut a good trailer.
They did cut a very good trailer.
I'm not going, right now, I don't think I'm going to be as mad when I spend money to go see it in theaters.
I'm definitely
going to
be more miffed when I go to see Batman versus Superman.
That's what I'm wondering, does it just look good in comparison to that pile of garbage?
That could very well be the case.
Though the choice of music for the trailer was amazing.
Yeah,
that's the other thing too. Did Queen make it look better than it is?
Yeah, Queen may have elevated
the Queen effect.
Yeah. It'll make any trailer exciting.
Especially since you know it's that song. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of DC stuff, Wonder Woman. They had some. It's not like
it wasn't like a trailer. They talked about it and showed some footage on some CW special.
Yeah, and it's set during World War One. Right?
Yeah,
two.
No, it's one.
That's one.
For some reason.
Really? Because it looked like Nazis. It looked like she was fighting Nazis.
No.
Well, they're still Germans.
Yeah.
I know, but the helmets looked very like from the Nazi era, not so much the German.
The pointy.
Yeah.
Everything I've seen has been World War One, but
it might be
diversion.
Both. I don't
it could
know.
Be both.
It's like a good 10 years there.
Yeah.
More than that.
I mean, it looks good. I think the biggest thing is between Wonder Woman and Suicide Squad, Zack Snyder hasn't had anything to do with those two projects,
which helps.
I think we're going to see that's the common issue with the DC stuff done by Zack Snyder as opposed to the like ancillary movies. Mm-hmm. Because Justice League is going to be done by Zack Snyder, so be careful with that. It was also a little bit with that with a mock-up of the Justice League team.
Yeah, I did see that.
And Flash's logo is backwards. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't really look that good at it.
Yep, they put his lightning bolt on backwards, and he looks garbage.
He's secretly the reverse Flash.
He's the reverse Flash, yes.
The director of Wonder Woman had a quote in that thing that made it sound like maybe she gets it,
would be good.
Because she said something about some of Wonder Woman's power comes from her capacity to love.
That's good.
Which is like the original Wonder Woman, that was really what she was about, the Linda Carter one anyway.
Yeah.
And she puts on the big old round glasses like the Linda Carter Yeoman Prince, which is like, okay, maybe this will be all right.
Yeah.
Well, also, it's supposed to be like it's a prequel to Batman Superman, and it's like her origin, like when she's young and she's seeing Man's World and doing her.
Which, I mean, they haven't ever done an origin movie for
Wonder Woman
or anything, so sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually kind of poo-poo origin movies, but I think Wonder Woman's one that needs it.
Because definitely.
She actually has a legitimately interesting origin. It's different than the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Different enough.
Different enough. Because it's not her original origin. It's, from what I've read, it's going to be the New 52 origin.
Oh, so she's
the daughter of Zeus
and
Zeus Hippolyta.
And Hippolyta, not
a
and
figure
not a,
made of clay.
A clay, yeah, a clay figure brought to life by magic.
Aww. Yeah.
Either way,
it's good and different. Yeah.
Yeah. So we probably won't get an invisible jet.
She wasn't bitten by a radioactive lasso.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah,
you get a like on that one.
Yeah,
you get a thumbs up. Yeah. I almost thought you were going to say a radioactive Amazon, but I think I liked it better with the lasso.
I hope she has the invisible jet.
That would be cool. Yeah.
I mean, they could do it in a way where it doesn't look like she's just sitting in the air.
No, that's what I want. I want her just sitting in the air, pressing invisible buttons, just...
I mean, ideally, yeah, but yeah. I don't see him doing
sitting
that.
On the invisible toilet.
There's also Green Lantern stuff.
Yeah,
right.
They didn't really have much to show because there isn't a whole lot going on with it. Yeah. I mean, it just got like a director, I think. It
probably somebody had just said, "Yeah, well, we're going to do that."
But they're talking about they're doing a Green Lantern core movie,
which is cool.
So it's going to be like, you know, maybe more of a kind of a Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's exactly what they want to do with it. Yeah.
And that's the way they should take it.
Yeah, yeah. They're space cops.
And keep Hal Jordan out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I love me some Green Lantern. But,
really?
I
can't tell.
But
what I was looking at is collectible.
That was some good back and forth.
Yeah. But Hal Jordan is probably the least likable of the entire group.
Of the core?
Yeah.
Guy Gardner is pretty unlikable.
Well, I like but he's got personality. Guy's got personality.
Yeah.
He's not meant to be super likable, though, is he? Like, yeah.
Not really. No, he's meant to be a jerk.
Yeah.
No. You know who I would see as Guy Gardner in a movie? Now, this is going to sound weird because he's like, one, he's a comedian, and two, he's like super overweight now. But, Michael Rapaport. Do you know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
That name sounds really familiar.
Let me look him up. He does a lot of...
Rupert Gint.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh! Magic, red hair, must be a Weasley. Hand-me-down Green Lantern uniform.
It's knitted. It's a green knitted sweater.
Yes. This guy. He was on Boston Public.
Oh, I think I know who that is.
Yeah. It would take a lot. He would have to get in shape, but...
Yeah, I know him,
And get a bad haircut.
Yeah.
But, Guy Gardner's got a terrible haircut.
But I think he would make a really good one. And he's... Gardner's from Boston.
Yeah.
So it would work.
He's like those guys that saw that fish. Do you ever see that video?
No.
What is it, like a sunfish? And they don't know what it is. And they're just being totally... Bostonian about it.
What's that in the water?
I forget. They say other stuff that's really funny too.
Baby whale.
It's a baby whale. It's just like a sunfish flopping around.
Speaking of Green Lantern, though, this is kind of a little off topic, but Arby's posted this thing today, and it's a
Arby's update.
No, it was a little quick thing. Okay. It was an onion ring and two. Their potato stick things in the symbol of the Green Lantern, and it said, "No lunch shall escape my sight." For some reason, they just posted
Eat fresh.
It.
No, that's
Arby's.
Subway.
Arby's, not Subway. Subway.
Yeah.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Arby's, why not? Have you guys on Twitter? Have you guys seen the nihilist Arby's?
Yeah.
No.
Oh man. Oh, I can't read any of them on here because they all, but it's like all these super existential, like
depressing,
super depressing, like
we're all going to die. Eat at Arby's. It's pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Like if boil it down to the basic.
So anyway, Green Lantern movie, Green Lantern core movie could be interesting. Hopefully it's better than the last live action foray into the Green Lantern universe.
Arby's, because you're dying inside.
I laugh so hard my back cracked.
Eat Arby's.
We are not sponsored by Arby's. Although we haven't asked.
Some other news. Let's keep going. So there for about 30 seconds, we thought we were going to get a new Darkwing Duck cartoon. Like a lot of places were reporting on it.
Yeah, but it turns out...
It was an April Fool's joke.
Which is funny because we did the same April Fool's joke.
Like a year or two ago.
Yeah, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that same article that likes to float around that people keep trying to say that there's going to be a Gargoyles movie coming out.
I know. And I get sad every time someone shares that and I get excited for a second and then I read it and see it's April 1st.
It ought to show that people this is something people want if they use it to trick people.
You know, in the age of superhero media, why is there no Darkwing Duck cartoon right now? Why isn't it around? It would be a slam dunk.
Yeah,
it really would
poke fun at all this stuff. It would be perfect. If you can't bring back the Tick, then that's your second best choice.
The live action Tick is coming back as an Amazon show or something like that.
Yeah. But
which is great because it's Michael Warburton coming back.
Patrick Warburton.
Patrick. Who's Michael Warburton?
I don't know.
His cousin.
he you know, he's the flea.
Yo, Patrick, this is your cousin Martin.
Get a load of this spoon.
Martin Warburton?
Listen to this.
Peter.
Peter.
Oh, I don't know. I think Krunk's my, like, aside from the tick, Krunk is like one of my favorite characters he's done. Krunk, well, and
Krunk, the infraggable Krunk, or the
Krunk? Really? You're gonna go with Powerpuff Girls?
Not Powerpuff Girls. Dexter's Laboratory.
They were the super.
Yeah, the Justice Friends.
Justice Friends.
I thought that was
with Val Hallen.
Val Hallen.
Yeah, yeah, the Viking God of Rock.
Yeah.
What was the Captain America guy?
Major Glory.
Yeah, Major Glory. I love the superheroes.
I wish it had its own show.
It would make a great spinoff.
Girls. I could have sworn that was Powerpuff Girls.
They showed up on Powerpuff Girls a couple times because it was like set in the same universe.
It was like a Justice League kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And Justice Friends!
And the Powerpuff Girls were trying to join, but they said no because there were girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Human Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Tiki guy.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name, but White Tiger, and he was just a cat. He was just
a White Tiger guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny because there's, you know, White Tiger, which is the same thing in Marvel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway.
I mean, it's really a classic cartoon episode.
I love the Justice Friend. It really is. Anyway, no Darkwing Duck cartoon.
But a new comic.
A new comic,
That was actually confirmed through Bleeding Cool.
The comic is real.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's the same team who worked on the one about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. It's been more than a year.
Has it?
It's been a couple years.
Okay. But Boom Studios is putting out a new Green Lantern, Darkwing Duck.
You can make it. You can do it. I have faith in you. You can get through that sentence.
And Boom Studios is putting out, you know, the new Darkwing Duck comic like they did before.
Boom Studios.
It's not? I thought it was.
Boom Studios had the original. The comic was canceled around the time Disney purchased Marvel. Marvel then did the reprints for it, and Marvel's going to be putting out the new book.
Oh, see, I thought it was Boom again.
No.
They wouldn't do a Disney book.
No, especially since they own their own comic company.
Yeah.
It's kind of sort of the same thing that happened with Star Wars, only it took a little longer because those were long-standing series, and the Darkwing Duck comic only ran about 19 issues.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I am sorry, true believers.
It's okay.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Happens to a lot of guys.
Wait.
We're getting really punchy in this episode.
Oh, okay.
They're already talking about a second Deadpool movie.
Why not?
Yeah, with Cable in it.
Sure.
You know it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
Everyone who's not crabbing that it's not PG-13 is super excited about
it. Do people want it to be PG-13?
There is a petition online to make it PG-13 so children can go see it.
But he's not for children.
Parents don't know that.
That's like saying, well, why isn't there a kid's version of this porno? It's not for kids. So why would you make it for kids? It doesn't make sense.
Are the actors in that particular film, are they wearing masks? Well, in that case, parents don't know the difference.
Oh, it's another one of those things where, superhero movies are for kids, so this has to be for kids.
Yeah.
Just something like all video games are children's toys.
Something similar happened
around
the time as Watchmen. Because Watchmen is a comic book movie, and it was rated R, and a lot of people got up in arms.
Again, it's people who never actually read the comic.
Yeah, those people need to open their minds up a little bit.
And open a book.
Yeah.
Take a look. It's in a book. You watch Deadpool get impaled all the time.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. It's the backseat parenting. It's like, instead of taking the time to research what would and would not be good for your kids in when it comes to media. Instead, they just want everything to automatically be.
I just want to throw my kids in front of a movie so they'll shut up for 2 hours. Like, that's not good parenting.
Yeah. So
that creates the cable man.
Pretty
or
much.
The cable guy.
Yeah. The cableman.
Larry the cableman.
If you could pass that sleeveless vest on to someone else, it'll take on the burden.
Yes. It's like the Santa Claus, but for Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm bringing the joke back. I'm bringing it back. Anyway, they're talking about they're in talks right now of possibly having Cable in a possible Deadpool sequel.
Which is great because the Cable and Deadpool comic line was probably one of the best.
It really was.
That, you know, outside of his first Deadpool's first solo run by Joe Kelly, the Cable and Deadpool was really, really good.
Yeah.
And it's on the Marvel Infinity app, so you can read it for like $10 a month or something.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff's really cool. Well, also the Deadpool versus whatever was also really good. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. Deadpool kills Deadpool.
That got a little old after a while.
I mean, there's only so many people Deadpool can kill. But, or be killed by. Well, sort of killed by.
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking, well, the jokes kind of run around that maybe Jon Hamm could be Cable, which would be interesting.
It would be perfect. He looks like Cable.
I think he would get the joke. If you got super serious, like overly confident, super serious Jon Hamm as Cable with Ryan Reynolds jumping around being Ryan Reynolds.
Being Deadpool.
Yeah. No, at this point, it's just Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, man. I can't. You know what? Valentine's Day weekend can't get here fast enough for me. So anyway, Deadpool, gonna be good. Don't take kids.
Don't take your kids. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Deadpool's coming to town.
And he's killing everybody.
But that's not all. There's two mutants.
It's just called two mutants. Okay. All right. This has been Nerd Overload. Thank you for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
You can email us with any questions, comments, concerns.
And you're going to have questions after this episode. I just have a feeling.
Anti-government manifestos.
Did we get one of those?
No, we didn't get one of those. But if you have one, I'd love to read it.
Ship it to Oregon.
Whoa, it's a little political. You can tweet at us at @nerd_overload.
All right, that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.